loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
By Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 7:44 left in the first half. Wisconsin and Illinois tied at 22. Well, Butchie, yesterday's game was no more than a two-possession game, and that's how it's been so far here. So get used to it, I suppose, Badger fans.
Well, it's March. That's what's going to happen. That's what should happen. Yep. Let's put it that way. And you're not going to have a lot of blowouts, and you don't want to get blown out. You're going to have good basketball teams going against good basketball teams. That's the result you're going to get. And it's all those little things throughout the game that you've got to stay in tune with. Offensive rebounds. Make sure you don't have it. Now, even though we talked last break about Illinois having, you know, six offensive rebounds, Wisconsin has four of their own. So even though that's been a concern on the defensive end for Wisconsin, they're still outscoring Illinois 9-4 in second chance points. So they're doing their job too.
Badgers will continue without Tyler Wall, out with that second foul. So you've got Carter Gilmore in for him. Nolan Winter in the lineup. John Blackwell re-enters as Ty Rogers up the floor for the Illini. Hands off to Damask, picked up by Blackwell. And he knocked it free, but a foul is called on Blackwell. That'll be his first.
Man, I like the physicality of Wisconsin. They did that against Purdue. But now you're at a point where you've got to watch it a little bit.
Be smart.
Yep. You got to be smart. You can't have cheap ones.
Team foul number five against Wisconsin. Luke Goody, sideline left, inbounds to Rogers. He'll hand it to Damask. High on the left. A pass for Coleman Hawkins, picked up by Gilmore, top of the arc. Hawkins surveys, shovels it to Damask. Right foul line extended. Faces up, puts it on the deck. Low on the right. Damask inside, pushed it up and out, but a foul. And Marcus Damask will go back to the free throw line.
And there's a reason. And I said you have to be, because those are the fouls you pick up. And that's a battle. Marcus fights through, gets enough contact, walks underneath them, and that's where the foul is. So now they get to the free throw line.
And Blackwell just picked up his second. Damask, an 88% free throw shooter, and he is good for the first. So, like yesterday, the Badgers getting themselves into some foul difficulties as the freshman John Blackwell will come out. Max Klesman is back in.
And that's where picking up the one out way beyond the three-point line hurts you, because guess what? 15 seconds later, you get up the second.
Second free throw, Damask. That's no good. Rebound secured by A.J. Storr. 23-22 Illinois, 7:15 left of the break. Max Klesman off a high screen from Winter, throws to Gilmore high on the left. He'll flip to Hepburn. And refusing the Winter screen to put it on the deck, got fouled by Ty Rogers, and that'll be his second. And that's team foul number five on the Illini. So Justin Harmon ready to check back in for Illinois as Rogers will sit down. As A.J. Storr set to throw it in, sideline left. He'll toss it to Gilmore, hands it back to Storr. Right of the lane, step back, one pump, throws it up off the glass, tried to follow it. He missed. Gilmore came up with it. Up in traffic, yes, and one! Carter Gilmore working hard inside. Brad Underwood thought Gilmore walked. Brian Dorsey says nope. Count the bucket. Free throw coming up for Carter Gilmore.
Everybody is finding a way to have an impact on this game. Carter's just carving out space underneath there. AJ throws it up trying to go to himself. But Carter's carving out the space. and he gets rewarded.
And Gilmore hits the free throw. Foul on Luke Goody. 25-23 Wisconsin. 6:55 left in the first half. The mask against Klesman outside left. A pass for Coleman Hawkins at the top. Hawkins against Winter. He'll toss to the mask. Left elbow. Move it in on Klesman. Pivots. Pivots again. Fades from 8 and scores from 8 feet away in the lane.
Good defense, though. They started the back down farther out than they did at the Kohl Center, and then it was a tough shot.
25-25. 6:30 left in the first half. Chucky Hepburn weaving through traffic and is fouled in the process. That'll go against Justin Harmon, and that will be his second and the team's 7th. So a 1-1 for Chucky Hepburn as Stephen Crowell is set to come back in. Take an ID at the next opportunity here. 6:27 left of the first half. Wisconsin and Illinois tied at 25. 1-1 for Hepburn. Front end is good. The Badgers yesterday were 5 of 9 at the free throw line. Purdue was a lot more for a lot more. But Wisconsin did attempt 32 threes in that game. Second free throw is good for Hepburn. And it's 27-25, Wisconsin, 6:25 left in the half. Damask against Max Klesman. Driving picked up by Crowell, right lane line. Kick out Coleman Hawkins. Hawkins picked up by Gilmore. Hawkins directing a little bit of traffic right now. And a bounce intended for Shannon got fouled by Crowell. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Foul on Stephen Crowell, his first, team's 7th. Dre Gibbs Lawhorn coming in for Illinois now, replacing Harmon, who sits down with 2 fouls. Gibbs Lawhorn, 6'1 freshman out of Lafayette, Indiana. Terrence Shannon, a 1-1. He has 5 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Front end is good. 27-26 Wisconsin, 6:09 left of the first half.
Wisconsin's done a good job on Shannon as far as limiting his shot attempts. Only 3 of them. They've been into him and they've on the catch, which has limited any ability that he's had either to get to the rim or take a shot.
Coming off that 40-point performance yesterday, calmly hits both free throws. The game tied again at 27. Max Klesman jogs it up the floor for Wisconsin. He'll flip it to Carter Gilmore at the left point. A toss for Hepburn. It's a Crowell screen. Chucky, right lane line, goes up on the block. Good off the glass. Hepburn with 40, just stole the ball from Damask. Hepburn with another defensive play, throwing to Crowell. 5:45 left in the half, 29-27 Wisconsin. Hepburn off the Crowell screen, throws to Gilmore, leaves it for Max Klesman. Max flips it back to Gilmore, left of the lane, backing on Damask, backing left block, and he threw it away, trying to kick it back out to Klesman. Turnover, Wisconsin. Chucky saying, that's all right, just calm down a little bit. 5:32 left in the half, 29-27 Wisconsin.
But that's what Chucky does, being aggressive, getting to the basket, getting it still. Yeah, there was a turnover on that possession, but overall, like, it's been so fun to watch him.
Marcus Damask working off a screen. They're going to get a foul called on Klesman trying to fight over the screen, and he put Damask to the floor, and that'll be the 2nd on Max Klesman. So foul troubles mounting here for Wisconsin. Damask back at the free throw line where he's 1 of 2, 5 points. A grad student out of Waupun, Wisconsin. Kamari McGee will come back in for the Badgers.
Yeah, and you've got to get Max out. That's when Kamari McGee comes in. And that's where Badger fans didn't realize how valuable Kamari McGee is. Situations like this with 5:24 left, when you didn't have Kamari, there wasn't really that guy to come in and buy some time. Because you got Wall with 2, Klesman with 2, and Blackwell all with 2 fouls for Wisconsin.
Front end for Damask, back rim and in. Members bounce for Marcus Damask, 29-28 Wisconsin, 5:24 left in the first half. Star at Southern Illinois and a star for the Illini, Marcus Damask. Made the first free throw and the 2nd is on the way and good. And it's now 29-29. Here's Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. He'll throw it to Crowell, left of the circle. Flips it to A.J. Storr against Terrence Shannon, trying to get into him. Storr now drives around him, and Hawkins low on the right layup. No, tipped up and in by Gilmore. And Carter Gilmore has five.
How about the energy Carter's giving this team today?
31-29 Wisconsin, 5 minutes left in the half. Damask against McGee. A screen from Hawkins. Damask off the left wing. In the lane, little Euro step, floater in and out, stays out. Rebound, Storr, bodies on the floor. Foul called on Goody as he was colliding with Gilmore. And Luke Goody is feeling it a little bit, grimacing as he gets some help from his teammates. And lower back looks like it's an issue right now for Goody, who just picked up his second foul, and we go to the other end for 1-1.
Carter Gilmore to the free throw line here. You look at what Carter's done. 5 points, 2 rebounds. I mean, it's the energy he's played with.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's brought more energy than anyone on the floor. He's found ways to craft out space so he can get points, all that.
Dane Danger comes in for Goody, walking gingerly over to the Illinois bench. Blackwell will check in. Carter Gilmore is just such a, he's a guy that you love to have on your team. I mean, last year, and we've actually seen it from time to time with foul trouble, they're asking him to guard fives.
Yeah.
That's a big ask.
It's huge.
He will just say, whatever you want, I'll give you everything I have. And he hits the front end. One more free throw coming up for Carter Gilmore.
Now, John Blackwell in for Chucky Hepburn. 4:51 left. I would imagine Coach Gard plays these 51 seconds out until you get to that 4 minute mark with two fouls for John. Now I expect Chucky to come right back into that game. Let's see if John can get through this minute without picking up that third.
Both free throws good for Gilmore. 33-29 Wisconsin. 4:44 left in the half. Damask out front. Out between the circles against Kamari McGee. A soft bounce for Shannon against Blackwell. Shannon darts it inside. Damask low on the right layup. Good. 33-31 Wisconsin. 4:30 left of the break. McGee up the left sideline, around a little bump from Crowell, a throw to Gilmore, hands off to Storr. A.J. against Shannon.
Good decision.
Puts it to Crowell. Yep. Crowell kills the dribble, gives off to Blackwell, around a Crowell screen, a toss for Gilmore. Right hand flip for Storr, a shot fake, nothing there, gets it to Gilmore, 8 to shoot. Gilmore up top, flips a 3, back rim no good, a rebound. Comes down to Illinois and Gibbs Lawhorn. Boy down two. Here's Shannon driving in the lane. Scoops it up. Missed it, but a foul. Gilmore was trying to get there for Wisconsin. A hold-your-breath moment on who this is going to be called on here. I think it's Gilly.
I think it's Gilly. Absolutely.
It's his first. As we're at the four-minute media timeout. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services to meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 4 minutes left in the first half. Wisconsin 33, Illinois 31. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Listen to coverage of the NCAA Championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage, along with most school broadcasts, through a multicast option. That's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. 4 minutes left in the first half. Wisconsin 33, Illinois 31.
Partner, buckle up. We're going to have a good one this whole day. This whole day. We addressed Wisconsin on the offensive glass, or at least defensively, trying to block out and limiting the offensive rebounds for Illinois. Illinois has not gotten a rebound, offensive rebound, since we brought that up about 8 minutes ago of gameplay. So they've done a great job of that. However, Wisconsin, on the other side of it, they've gotten 4 offensive rebounds since that time, and they've increased that second chance points. And they're leading Illinois by 10, 14-4.
Yeah,
it's been a big part. A lot of that's been Carter Gilmore and the energy he's brought in.
Yeah, Gilly with 5 points and a couple of offensive rebounds. I beg your pardon, he has 7 points as he's 3-for-3 at the foul line and a couple of buckets to go with it. Now, we'll see how the rest of this first half plays out. You got Tyler Wall, limited minutes, 2 fouls. Max Klesman, 2 fouls. And John Blackwell with 2 fouls. And as you suggested, Chucky Hepburn with 1 foul coming back in off of that media break.
Well, and it was 51 seconds, and it was close because Gilly had the charge, but John was right on the side because John had Shannon Jr. So I think that was a big part of that game, that you're happy that John didn't pick up that third. He gave Chucky enough time to rest. Now with that media timeout, you got 4 minutes left. He'll be just fine. That's one of those things you got to monitor with 4 games in 4 days.
Terrence Shannon, 4-for-4 at the free throw line, 7 points. 4 free throws and a 3 so far for Shannon. Shooting 2, and he is short with the first. Illinois, a 74% free throw shooting team. The Badgers at about 75.5%. And Brian suggested Illinois just gets to the foul line a ton. Led by Terrence Shannon. Missed the first, second on the way, and it's good. 33-32 Wisconsin. Gilmore, McGee, Hepburn, Crow, and Storr, the 5 on the floor for Wisconsin. McGee against Dre Gibbs, Walhorn. Amari, right side, front court, throws it to Gilmore, left of the circle. Passes off to Stephen Crow, gets it out to Hepburn, weaving to the free throw line, pull up foul line, jumper is good for Chucky Hepburn. He has 6. 35-32 Wisconsin.
Telling you, that's what was missing a little bit in that stretch, was Chucky being aggressive. When he's that like that, watch out.
3:30 left in the half. Damask against McGee, edge of the center circle, throwing to Shannon. Shannon matched up with Hepburn off a danger screen. Shannon turns the corner, left lane line, push it up left hand, good.
That's a tough action. It's a chin action where the big sets the up screen. The guard comes off and goes right into a ball screen. Puts Big Steve in a tough situation, but he's got to be higher up on that.
35-34 Wisconsin, 3:07 left in the half. Storr throws to Gilmore, left wing. Sends it back out to Storr. A.J. High on the left, puts it on the deck, down the lane to the rim. Tried to spike it, missed it, but a foul. Oh, A.J. Storr with more bad intentions, a man's take, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. And a foul. See where they assess it. I think
they're going to get danger. They're going to get danger on it.
That'll be his first. Storr to the free throw line where he is 2 of 2. He has 11 points here so far. Badgers up 1, 2:59 left in the half. First free throw for A.J. Storr on the way and good.
I'd love to say something right now, but I'm gonna bite my tongue right now.
We're gonna go a little baseball.
Bite my tongue.
We're gonna go baseball, avoiding of the jinx. Wait for after the fact.
Uh-huh. Yup.
Second free throw is in and out and back in. The Badgers remain perfect at the free throw line.
My tongue is bleeding, but it was well worth it.
9 of 9 here for Wisconsin. 37-34, the Badgers. 2:48 left of the break. Shannon out front. Puts it on the deck in the lane. Push it up left hand. No good. Rebound. Danger. Knocked away. Got it back. Kicked it out. Gibbs Walhorn. And now takes the 3. Drives off the wing in the lane. Scoops it up and in. Pretty move from Dre Gibbs Walhorn. 37-36 Wisconsin. 2:27 left in the half. Gilmore throwing to Hepburn. Shakes right, moves left, and as he was shaken, they'll say he walked with the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin. Miscues matched up at 5. 2:24 left in the half, 37-36. The Badgers lead Illinois. Marcus Damask picked up in the backcourt by Kamari McGee. Damask will walk it through the center circle. Sizes up Wisconsin's defense. A bounce for Shannon, high on the right. Faces up on Hepburn. Shannon lets it fly. Three if it goes. That is an air ball out of bounds to Wisconsin. 2:07 left in the half. Badgers up 137-36.
Even though Shannon has 10 points, he's had to work for all of this. 2 of 6, 1 of 2 from three. But they've been pressed into him a lot, which makes it tough.
McGee throwing to Crowell, high on the right. One dribble, a handoff to Hepburn. Chucky dribbles to the baseline on the right side. Turns it back out to Gilmore. Up and inside, a toss to Chucky. Baseline right again, probing. Whipped it back out to Crowell as Chucky fell down. Now Storr has it, 7 to shoot. AJ snaps off a 3, straight on, straight in. Knew it on the release. 40-36, Wisconsin, a minute 35 left of the half. Damask busting up the right sideline of the front court against Kamari McGee. Damask out between the circles. Off a danger screen. McGee working over it. Damask throws to Hawkins at the top. Hawkins reverses to Gibbs Lawhorn. He'll drift out front against Gilmore. A pass to Hawkins high on the left. He's with Storr. 8 to shoot. Hawkins dribbles off the wing. Lost the handle. Got it back. Feeds Gibbs Lawhorn for 3. Thuds off the back rim. No good. Crowell the rebound. Outlet to Hepburn. 108 left in the half. 4-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn on the left side against Marcus Damask. Turns to the baseline, driving in the lane. Whipped it out the store. Takes the three, and that's going to be wide left by a lot. Caught inside by Dane Danger. Ahead it goes to Terrence Shannon. He will bust it down the lane to the rim. Layup good. Those bad shots are like turnovers as Illinois using a timeout with 50 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 40, Illinois 38.
And I don't know if it was a bad shot, but he didn't shoot the first one. There was a hesitation and then tries to shoot it there. That's why it's a bad shot.
Yes.
Because it was a drive to the paint. You got your paint touch. You had your spray out. It was fine. Let that thing rip.
Yep.
Instead, there's a shot fake for no reason and then a try to shoot it that way. That's a tough one.
All those heat checks. The one he made, knew it on the release.
Yes.
The one he missed, everybody in the house knew it was wide left.
And no one's going to be mad. If you get a paint touch and spray that thing out for your three, you can live with that shot.
It'll be Wisconsin basketball, 50 seconds left in the half. Badgers 40, Illinois 38. A.J. Storr with 16 points. Terrence Shannon has 12 for the Illini. Both teams, the next foul will send the other into the double bonus. Gilmore, Crowell, Storr, Hepburn, and McGee for Wisconsin. Greg Gibbs, Lawhorn, Dane Danger, Damask, Hawkins, and Shannon out there for the Illini as McGee up the middle. Breaks the midstripe, angles to the right side, throws to Crowell at the top. Finds Hepburn, left elbow. Chucky, a step back mid-range jumper off the rim, no good. Danger the rebound for the Illini. 35 seconds left in the half. Shannon on the run, a pull-up three, left of the circle is good. And Illinois takes the lead.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, Brad Underwood was yelling for one on that one, and Shannon didn't see him. Bad break there for Wisconsin.
21.6 left in the half. Timeout, Wisconsin. Use it or lose it, taken by Greg Gard. 21.6 seconds left in the half. Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40.
Part of this is pretty fun. I keep
pretty
going
good.
back and forth with you on it, but
yeah.
My first go around this year.
How you
I'm
liking
pretty
it?
Lucky.
You liking
this,
it?
This is great. There's nothing better than this. I'm telling you right now. And again, it goes back to these kids and the way they're doing it. Like, the energy and effort that both of these squads are playing with. And you're seeing the extra plays. You're seeing both of them could have the excuses. 4 games in 4 days for Wisconsin. A couple of comebacks needed for Illinois that used a lot of energy. But this is what you're playing for. You're playing for a championship. You're playing for your legacy. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you might turn the page a half an hour after the buzzer, yeah. But nobody's thinking about that right now. A.J. Storr sideline rival inbound. Shot clock dark. Game clock at 20 seconds left in the half. 41-40 Illinois. Kamari McGee out front. against Dre Gibbs-Walhorn. Down to 13 seconds. Carter Gilmore between the circles. Match up with Dane Danger. A handoff to Store with Shannon. Stops mid-post left. Splits to defenders. Throws it up right hand. No good. Rebound Coleman Hawkins with four. With three. Hawkins will let it fly from half court. And it is no good. Almost banked it in as the first half comes to an end. And we have ourselves a one-point game in this matchup for the Big Ten Championship. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. At the half, Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. ChromeExteriors.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
At the half, Illinois leads Wisconsin 41-40. Terrence Shannon Jr. with 15 points to pace the Illini. Two out of three from long range. 5 of 6 at the foul line. Marcus Damask with 9. And on down the line, 5 points for Ty Rogers. 3 for Coleman Hawkins. 2 for Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn. 2 for Dane Danger. And 2 for Justin Harmon. A.J. Store has 16 for Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore with 7. And a couple of offensive rebounds for Gilly. 6 points for Chucky Hepburn. 5 for Max Klesman. And 2 for Kamari McGee. Also 4 points for Stephen Crowell. At the half, Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
and we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series. Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half of this Big Ten Tournament Championship game, Illinois leads Wisconsin 41-40. Terrence Shannon Jr. hitting a three toward the closing seconds of the first half. Badgers missing their opportunity, but it's been tight throughout. Well, Brian, yesterday Purdue's biggest lead was 6. Wisconsin's biggest lead was 5. For the first 20 minutes today, both teams have led by as many as a whopping total of 4 points. But it's the way it's supposed to be, right? You get this deep into a tournament.
Well, it is. And you know, during that Purdue game, you thought, okay, where's a run coming from either team? You didn't really get it. There was answers. There wasn't a run. There was answers. Expect the same thing in this second half to be answers, because that's all we've seen. There's been times where you have felt that a team was going to go on a run, and whether it be Carter Gilmore for Wisconsin or somebody else for Illinois, stop that run and have some sort of an answer. So we're in store for a great second half. And by the way, this little battle between Terrence Shannon Jr. and AJ Storr, it's kind of been fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's kind of been fun to watch.
Yeah, a couple of rather highly skilled dudes. AJ with the 16 points, Terrence Shannon Jr. with 15 in the first half of play. At the break, Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Known for their durability and performance, ANCO wiper blades are the reliable choice for your vehicle's windshield. ANCO effectively clears the rain, snow, and debris with ease. You want dependable visibility? Then choose the trusted choice, ANCO, for smooth, streak-free wiping action. Easy to install and compatible with almost all models. That's ANCO brand wiper blades. Now on sale at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Halftime of this Big Ten Tournament Championship game, Illinois leads Wisconsin 41-40. One of the things to watch in the second half are the players with two fouls. And for Illinois, that's Ty Rogers, Justin Harmon, and Luke Goody. But Goody came out with a little back brace coming out late in the first half. Took a hard fall. You could tell he felt it. Tyler Wall, limited minutes, two fouls. Max Plesman with two. John Blackwell with two. Plesman and Blackwell have drawn the assignment on Damask. So we'll see how those first few minutes go in the second half. They can avoid that third.
Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest thing that you talk about is they've weathered that. I thought Kamari came in, gave him good minutes. There was enough guys to be able to get it. The questionable part that Greg did had was he put John Blackwell in with 4:51 left. Got 51 solid seconds out before there was a foul called.
And that matters.
Absolutely it did.
Yeah. And we mentioned Carter Gilmore. You're talking with Greg Gard, and when you and I suggested it too, it's an all-hands-on-deck game. And as Greg said today, you never know who you're going to need to call upon. And to Gilly's credit, I mean, there were games where he was barely on the floor. He was trying to get Marcus Silver going.
DMPs, exactly. Oh, yeah.
You want Gilly, a little more defensive reason there. And then today, he is, through the first half, in nearly 9 minutes of run, has 7 points for Wisconsin. Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40. We'll check out some of the first half stats coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Ah. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40 at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats, and it is as close as the score. The Badgers 14-32 for the field, about 44%. Illinois 14-31 from the field, 45%. The Illini 4-11 from 3, Wisconsin 3-8. Illinois 9-12 at the foul line, Wisconsin 9-9. Illinois a +3 on the glass, but the Badgers with the big edge in second chance points, 14-6. Points off turnovers, 6-5 Illinois. Wisconsin with 6 assists, 5 turnovers. The Illini 5-5 assists, 2 turnovers in the first half. A.J. Storr with 16 to lead all scorers. Terrence Shannon Jr. next in line with 15. At the half, Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
We get ready for the second half. Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40. I mentioned, I don't know if I have the terminology right, toward the end of the first half, Luke Goody for Illinois had a little wrap on his back. It wasn't really a brace, but he's out there now going through warm-ups without one. But that was a hard fall. He was holding his lower back. And is he a star for this team? Not by definition, but he's a guy who can hit a lot of threes for you. So, and he had four of them yesterday.
Well, four, 12 points yesterday. Yes. A lot of those were in the second half.
Yes. So we'll keep an eye on him and everybody else for you as we get ready for half number two. 20 minutes of basketball left in regulation. To the winner goes a trophy. It's 41-40, the Illini.
I think if you're Wisconsin, the thing you watch out for is a run from Illinois. The reason I bring that up is because it's exactly what they did and have done the last couple of games here in this Big Ten tournament, especially against Nebraska, and Nebraska never had an answer. And then Illinois just kept rolling.
They have the biggest run both sides in the first half, 5 points. Illinois will have the first possession of the second half. The original five of Shannon, Damask, Rogers, along with Quincy Guerrier and Coleman Hawkins, the Badgers of Crowell, Wall, Storr, Hepburn, and Max Klesmann. Illinois 41, Wisconsin 40. The Illini will move to our right in the second half of play. One thing is for certain, I would guess that both teams are hoping they'll play Friday in the NCAA tournament.
No question.
That's not always a guarantee, even if you're the last game going into selection and with the selection show.
I wish it was.
Yeah.
I do.
Inbounds pass to Mask. Second half is underway. Cross half court against Klesmann, throwing to Guerrier. Back to Damask, high to the left. The lob to Guerrier, and he is unable to handle it. It goes out of bounds to Wisconsin, where the Badgers had hands up there, and that may have disrupted the sightline of Guerrier. Turnover, Illinois.
100% did. Good defense there by Wisconsin.
Badgers moving to our left, second half. Chucky Hepburn, right side. Hits the brakes, goes into Crowell. Low on the left against Rogers. Up right hand, and it will roll in for Stephen Crowell. 42-41 Wisconsin, opening minute of the second half.
Two 50-50 balls there. Illinois with the lob. Wisconsin gets the way. Illinois, you know, doesn't get in the way of Wisconsin. Wisconsin scores on two.
Damask, right hand, hip high dribble. Moving to his right against Max Klesmann. Gets it to Rogers, hands back to Damask. Off the Rogers screen in the lane. A bounce into Rogers, picked up on the switch by Klesmann. Rogers right block, up right hand. Good.
Max got lucky. He didn't get the third, and then he laid off. And then you could just kind of tell that Ty was going to go score through him.
43-42 Illinois. Hepburn right of the lane and drives through the lane. In the paint. Kick out to Crowell for three. Right of the circle. Splashed it. Stephen Crowell's first three of the day. 45-43 Wisconsin.
Great pass by Chucky Hepburn.
A minute 10 gone by in the second half. Ty Rogers hands off to Damask. Against Klesmann. At the midcourt logo, Klesmann, hard left-hand dribble, left lane line, flipped it up to the left hand and scored it. And Damask with 11, tied at 45. Minute and a half gone, second half. Hepburn outside left, goes into Crowell against Coleman Hawkins, single coverage. Crowell backing in the lane, left shoulder turn, one pump, up right hand, good.
It's amazing what a little shot fake can do.
47-45 Wisconsin, a minute 40 into the second half. Mask up top. He'll throw it to Terrence Shannon. Knocked away by Hepburn. Ball is loose. Chucky gathers it. Another steal for Chucky Hepburn. He just darted in there to take it away from Terrence Shannon. Lesman throwing to Crowell. Feeds Chucky on the right wing. Hepburn against Quincy Guerrier. Loops it inside. Wall catches. He's with Shannon. Tyler, right block. Flipped it up and in off the window. First points for Wall. 49-45 Wisconsin.
Great start here by Wisconsin.
Badger fans into it. 2:15 gone by, second half. Marcus Damask against Klesman, outside left. Damask starting to back. Here's that booty ball for Illinois. Damask backing on Klesman. Little dig from Wall. Another dig. Damask pivots, fades, flips, hits. Marcus Damask with 13, 49-47 Wisconsin. 17-20 remaining. Hepburn outside left. Goes behind the back on the dribble. Leaves it for Crowell. Chucky directing the traffic. Crowell with the basketball. Gives off the Wall. Sends to Klesman. Right side. Drives baseline on Damask. Pushed it up and in. Off the window. Good take from Klesman. He has 7, 51-47 Wisconsin. 3 minutes gone by, second half. Damask to the left sideline in front of the Illinois bench against Klesman. Now a double from Wall. Kick out Coleman Hawkins. Turns to Guerrier. Good close by Storr. Now Hawkins left of the circle. To the top. Steps back. Can't get loose. Feeds Damask. 10 to shoot. Hawkins setting the screen. And now he pulls back. Damask backing on Klesman. Backing. Left of the lane. Still backing. Fades. Flips. Baseline left. Hits again. Kid can play. 51-49. Wisconsin. 16:30 remaining.
Plays being made on both sides right now. It's awesome.
Hepburn backing on Ty Rogers. Left of the lane. Backing is Chucky. Low on the left. Takes it right. Reverse layup is good. Shot making and play making. 53-49 Wisconsin. 16:10 remaining. Damask driving left of the lane. Pull up 10-footer. Off the rim. Rebound Storr. Here comes AJ. Up the middle. Storr a pull up three up top. Off the rim. No. Hepburn the rebound. Offensive board. Second chance Wisconsin. Hepburn backing on Rogers. To the lane. Chucky still backing out the crowd. Refeeds Hepburn left wing. Shakes right. Moves left. He'll fade. He'll flip. Baseline left. Got it. And one. Ty Rogers the foul. Hepburn the bucket. Free throw coming up.
Booty ball. I see your booty ball and I'll raise you your booty ball.
Yes, sir. We will take a break and tell you no one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 15:47 remaining, Wisconsin 55, Illinois 49. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Ways to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. Ty Rogers just picked up his third foul. Chucky Hepburn, a baseline left fadeaway J, and a free throw coming up. 15:47 remaining. Wisconsin 55, Illinois 49. The biggest lead of the game for either team. So airtight this game is, just like yesterday.
Well, and that's, again, that's what it's become now. Both teams have made plays offensively. It's going to be able to string together a couple of stops. And that's what we saw at the Kohl Center as well.
Mm-hmm. Free throw for Hepburn in the air. It's good. 56-49 Wisconsin. 15:47 remaining. Coleman Hawkins brings it up the floor for the Illini. Hepburn is heating up the mask and took the ball out of his hands. Hawkins, he can put it on the floor too. He'll drive to the rim. Uncontested layup. That's as easy as it gets for Coleman Hawkins. 56-51 Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes gone by second half. Store against Shannon. Top of the circle. Hepburn will come and get it. Justin Harmon is in the lineup now for Illinois as Hepburn works off a crowd screen. A throw to Stevie. Open three straight on. Back iron no good. Long rebound. Klesman. Max in the lane. Bounces ball. Low on the left. Layup is good. Wall from Klesman. 58-51 Wisconsin. 15:05 remaining. Marcus Damask out front against Max Klesman. Mask out between the circles. A Guerrier screen picked up by Crown the switch. A throw to Hawkins. Whips to Shannon. Flips a three right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Guerrier of Illinois. John Blackwell will check in. Max Klesman is limping off the floor. He did not look comfortable coming back down the other end. And he is going to be out at least for the time being. 14:44 to play. 58-51 Wisconsin. Hepburn around a crowd screen. Chucky driving along the right. Pushed it up and in and one. Chucky Hepburn is going to work.
That is so good to see, Matt. What he does. I mean, he changes. Think about all year long what Chuck has done. Said, hey, there's opportunities for him to attack. There's opportunities for him to attack. What has he done the last two games? He's finally taken that step and attacked. And now defensively, how do you make the adjustment?
Coleman Hawkins the foul. Hepburn with the free throw. And it's 61-51 Wisconsin. 14:35 to play. Blackwell in. And he was harassing Damask to the front court. Throwing to Coleman Hawkins. Is off to Gibbs Hawthorne, right of the lane. Now it's Coleman Hawkins at the top. Back to Dre Gibbs Hawthorne. Matched up with A.J. Store. And near steal, Hepburn. Shannon is open. Drives off the wing. In the lane. Throws one up. No, but he knew he was going to get hit, and he did. A.J. Store the foul, his first.
And that's where Chucky just got a little too aggressive. And because he got aggressive, he got out of position, which then led the opportunity for Shannon Jr. to drive and attack there. And that's kind of what you got to do sometimes. You've got to, like, with Chucky, you know he's going to go a couple times to try to get one. And you can live with it because he gets him about 50-50 on.
First free throw, Terrence Shannon is good. Chucky Hepburn, by the way, with 14 points. One more gets him in the 1,000-point club. Dane Danger checks in. Gibbs Hawthorne sits down. 61-52, Wisconsin with 14:16 remaining. Second free throw, Terrence Shannon is straight through. Illinois yesterday came back from 15 down. That was early in the second half. So no panic from the Illini.
you're going to make any assumption, assume there will be no panic. Here's Storr. Right wing feeds Crowell, rotates to Tyler Wall at the top. Gives off to Hepburn. Gets a bump from Wall. And a left corner three is off the rim. No good. Rebound loose. Hepburn to Blackwell. Oh, what hustle. 50-50 ball, Wisconsin. Here's A.J. in the lane. The floater is short. No good. Rebound fought for. It's loose. Wall can't get it. Shannon does. Here's Shannon throwing to Guerrier. Left side snaps off a three, and it's good. In transition, Guerrier a triple. Just like that, Illinois within five. 61-56, Wisconsin, 13:35 remaining. Wall throwing to Crowell right of the circle. Gives off the score. Left-hand toss Wall. Reverses left wing to John Blackwell. Probing, and now brings it back out for Wall. Tyler on the attack is Guerrier. Whistle. Offensive foul, Tyler Wall. Guerrier got position. Wall pushed off. That's three on Tyler. And now Carter Gilmore will come in. He was going to come in anyway, and then Wall, unfortunately for Tyler, picked up that third foul.
Oh, that last possession was so, so big. Could have had two. Instead, it goes the other way, and it's three.
61-56, Wisconsin, 13:15 remaining. Damask against Blackwell to the front court. Damask left of the lane. Cut off, mid-post left ball, knocked away by Storr. Guerrier is there. Now Shannon has it near half court. Shannon knocked through. Hepburn trying to dig. Is Shannon tough? Shot in traffic, good off the glass. A terrific play from Terrence Shannon Jr. Illinois within three. 7-point run for the Illini. Hepburn on the right side. Chucky throwing to Crowell right of the circle against Dane Danger. Back to Chucky. Baseline right. Driving. Reverse layup high off the glass and in.
You keep cooking, Chucky. Keep cooking, Chucky.
63-58, Wisconsin. 12:35 remaining. Marcus Damask against John Blackwell. Damask pounding the dribble. Now kills the dribble. He'll throw to Dane Danger against Crowell. Moving in. Left block. One pump goes up and in and one. Crowell went for the ball with a shot fake. And one for Dane Danger. The foul on Stephen Crowell is his second. As Nolan Winter, who is about to check in anyway, will do so now.
It's all you can do is ask guys to make plays, and there's a lot of plays being made on both sides of the ball right now by both teams.
Luke Goody comes in for Illinois. Guerrier out. Dane Danger, a 49% free throw shooter. He was a big factor on Friday night for Illinois. He had 18 points against Ohio State. Guy whose role has changed last year to this, and he connects on the free throw, and Illinois is within two.
Now Steve's got to stay down on the shot fake.
Yes. 63-61, Wisconsin, 12:20 remaining. Carter Gilmore out front gives to A.J. Storr on the attack. In the lane, pivots, shooting, missing, but a foul. Storr will go to the free throw line. Danger the foul. That'll be his second. 12:14 remaining in this championship game, 63-61 Wisconsin. A.J. with 16 points, all in the first half. In the meantime, Max Klesman on the exercise bike.
Just like you this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Or something like that. Where were you? First free throw is good for Danger. Joe was there.
I got mine in earlier.
Coach Crowell, you were there?
Okay. Earlier.
Sure.
Mortenberg.
Gotcha.
I had it all ready for you. It was nice and warm for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I thought so.
Second free throw for Storr. Off the rim, no good. Hawkins the rebound. 64-61, Wisconsin, 12:10 remaining. Marcus Damask to the front court against John Blackwell. Damask and knocked away Hepburn. Ball is loose. Scooped up by Nolan Winter. Now Blackwell lead feed. Hepburn could not quite get the handle as A.J. Storr was ready to create a highlight. And Hepburn has to bring it back out. High on the left against Coleman Hawkins. Chucky feeds Nolan Winter. Rotates to Gilmore. Carter Gilmore on the right wing. A handoff to Blackwell. And a freshman against Luke Goody. High. A jerk at the baseline goes up. Knocked away. Blackwell to the floor. And here comes Damask. Feeds Coleman Hawkins down the lane. Slam dunk Coleman Hawkins. 64-63 Wisconsin. 11:28 to play. Hepburn long pass Storr.
on the left wing. Hawkins trying to cut him off. Storr works baseline, reverse layup. No, but a foul. It's on Danger. And Storr will shoot two more at the free throw line. And a chance for everybody to take a breath at the under 12 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. And our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 11:22 remaining. Wisconsin 64, Illinois 63. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. CrumExteriors.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state?